بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم once said is there nobody amongst you who may be able to do every day good deeds equal to Mount Uhud Sahaba رضي الله عنهم said O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم who has the strength to do that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم replied everybody has the strength to do it So the Sahaba asked, how is it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the reward of subhanallah is greater than Mount Uhud. That of la ilaha illallah is greater than Uhud. Alhamdulillah is greater than Uhud. And Allahu Akbar is greater than Uhud. We find these zikrs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very short, very simple. But the reward is very, very great. Like we find in the last hadith, of Bukhari Sharif, Kalimatani, Habibatani, and Ar-Rahman. That there are two words that are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heavy on the scales and light on the tongue, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. So the dhikrs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to see how we can apply it in our lives, how we can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا Cut yourself from everything, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا Morning and evening, morning and evening, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, for a few minutes.